Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord.
Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast, an actual play RPG podcast. We are back with the third part of the second episode of the second season of Rodania Halflings. So, Darius, go.
As I said, I will be following in my cousin's footsteps. He has shown the way to fight these will-o-wisps, and I've taken inspiration, and I charge at one with a rapier and thrust at it.
Aha! That's a hit!
There we go. He has shown the way. Let's add some damage to that. And I will be adding sneak attack. So that is a total of 19 damage to it, piercing damage.
So probably 9
damage. Juicy!
Sneak attack. Throw a carrot into the face of the commander, Varkath, trying to distract him again. So Jornan has a good opening.
Yep.
Alright, so all of the will-o-wisps are bloodied. Alright, Dragonborn. First off, he'll see if his thing were... That's a wrong roll.
I'm sure it won't.
That's a 5, which I think does. Does it recharge? Does it recharge? Oh, it doesn't recharge. Never mind.
Yeah, it might be 6 only in Dragonborns or something. I don't know what it is. I know for a dragon, it might be 5 sixes.
Alright, he will turn around.
Hello.
He will turn around towards you and he says, "My kind will never bend a knee to your kind."
I didn't ask you to.
And then he will swing his sword at you and miss.
Yep.
And then he will swing his second sword
at
you.
It would be easier to hit if you bend the knee.
And miss.
True.
Oh. I bring my shield. Oh. My goodness. All right.
Sorry. I was just double checking to see how many attacks he gets. Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, that's short sword. He gets 2 long swords and a short sword. Mm.
He's been holding
and
back.
And he misses.
shield, block. I'm good.
Eldris.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. Back just in time,
Over a year of pent up rage inside me against Dragonborn. So. I think I got this.
Don't tell that to our new Dragonborn friend.
No,
what do you have against Dragonborn?
imprisoned us, you know that?
I know.
I'm not telling him that, but
Eldris.
No, I know. I know. I'm deciding which spell.
You got this. You're no longer in melee.
I noticed.
That actually helps for a wizard, that's true.
Yeah.
Not
cast your mightiest spell, sir.
Dungeon Master, is Ice Fang a red dragonborn? Because he looks red, but he is using ice.
He was supposed
ice.
To look blue, but I think because he went bloodied, he undid it. I don't know. Although he's not bloodied now, so I don't know why. I had tinted him blue at some point. I don't know why.
So he's more whitish colored.
He's still going to be the whitish now.
Yeah, okay.
I guess the tint thing changed it when it does a flash animation to see damage.
Probably.
And then it just called it, it went back to normal.
Sure.
Because he was tinted
just curious. No, I was just curious. Tactically, if you could finish off the wisps, that would be grand.
Wisps?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see here.
The wisps have been nothing but annoyances to us.
I'd argue that it's right, been annoying too.
Okay, good. I got
there's
this,
lots of blood pouring out of me.
Yeah, that's a fact we can understand.
A little bit more than annoying for some of us.
Yes.
Yeah. Alrighty, let's see here. So should I go with... I think I got another... where the hell is it? Yeah, I got another magic missile in me. Let's go for Okay.
I mean, you can split them up if you would like to.
Why is it not working? Oh, there it is. Okay. Magic missile. We're going to do
spell this slot.
One. Yeah. Two. One. Two. And I guess one. Why is it not?
I don't know why it doesn't do two on it. It's fine. If you want to do two on one, we'll do two on one. Just set it up first and then cast it.
Okay. The one next to, what's her name? Sienna, I'm going to hit that one twice.
Yes.
Yep.
And the one over there next to Drac, I'm going to hit once.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm trying to protect him.
No, you're extremely tactically good.
Thank you. Good, good. Robert, that means a lot coming from you. I really mean that.
I'm trying not to. I'm not.
I think that got reversed, but you know what? Whatever. If somebody dies, I'm happy. Oh, there it goes. Oh, cool.
Okay, so that was a 3, a 5, and a 5. So one of them takes 5, one of them takes 8.
Perfect.
All right.
And I think that's all I can do.
I mean, you can move if you want to.
Do you guys recommend any place you want me to move to?
Not so close to the Dragonborn fighter who probably wants to take a swing at you if he has a chance.
Can I move here? I want to be in
Yes. As long as you don't walk the way that the pathing went, yes. Because
down.
So where you should take another step down or something. So
all right, let's see where
I spread you. But
let's see.
Wait, they're still alive? Because they're still. Force damage normally doesn't. Yeah. They take half damage from everything.
They didn't take half damage. They took full damage.
They took full damage.
Shit.
The whole reason I'm using magic missiles.
They're taking half damage from bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing, but not from what we call it.
Magic.
Yeah. All right.
They also take no damage from electricity, which is why one of them didn't take damage from the explosion.
Mm-hmm.
All right. He does shock.
We tried.
Mara Light, do your worst.
He misses.
Thank goodness.
Drac.
It's my turn now.
Finally,
right? Okay, now my action is going to be... Let me check real quick. I'm going to do Frenzy with a reckless attack on the light.
Okay.
Do you want to get closer to a lizard so you can cleave into it if you hit?
You can't.
I can't? Okay.
No, can.
The enemies to be next to each other, not you.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay, never mind. It doesn't work the way I thought.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. They have to be 5 foot together.
Yeah. You can't do a full 180.
It's very good against like goblins and stuff like that. Like anything which comes in hordes, basically. So the attack has advantage.
Yeah.
Should probably deal a lot of damage.
Reckless attack.
Oh, right. I have to roll. Sorry, that's my fault.
Sorry, man. We're making you do a lot of things.
I don't care. All right, you kill it, because it doesn't matter what damage you roll. It was going to die anyway.
Wow.
Okay, now I'm going to approach right here.
Okay.
So I help this fella. No, here.
Question. Does cleave work as long as they are next to each other, or do they also have to be within your range? I don't know. I don't know enough about cleave.
Sorry, what did you say?
Talk about it later. Okay.
I think. Later.
You have to be next to both of them, and they have to be next to each other.
Okay, so if
Now I'm going to do a cleave.
I know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, attack for the first one will hit. So then I'll roll the second attack. Right now. Second one misses, so you only deal damage to the first one. So that's 16 damage, and you kill that one outright.
Damn, nice there.
Syriana, it seems that the scales are tipping.
Yes, I am no longer, dying. So, I believe that. Okay, so is that Roland the one that's on the one that's like red HP?
Yes.
That does not appear.
How much HP does he have left?
Can 13. Can I
13. Oh, and Theric has 1, right? No. 9.
Theric's max is 20, so he's special.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. There's so little of them left. I don't know if it's tactically sound to start healing.
It is.
Might not be.
Is it? Here's the thing. I am going to lose Sanctuary if I start attacking. So,
yep.
I can still use Healing Word while keeping the Sanctuary up. So, I'm going to use Healing Word on... Wait, hold on. Question. Can I still move with Sanctuary? Yes. I can, right? Yeah, I can.
Yep.
But do I trigger an attack of opportunity?
Yes, but they will have to make the check if they are allowed to attack you at all.
Oh. Okay. No, whatever. I'm just going to cast Healing Word on Roland because he's very badly hurt.
Oh, wait. And... Druk should have rolled with advantage on the attack roll.
I'm not gonna heal Theric as of yet because I believe he's not in danger at all. Like no one's beside him. So I'm gonna heal Roland with Healing Word. I'm gonna upcast it. Like as much as I can as well.
All right, you'll use your last level 3 spell slot.
Yes, I don't mind. That's fair.
Alright. 19 damage to Roland. Or 19 health.
Don't do 19 damage to me, please.
All right. So I heal him for 19. And for my normal action, help me out a little bit, guys. What supportive action could I take as my main action without breaking my sanctuary?
Guidance.
Guidance would be ideal, yeah.
You can take the help action where you just... Hey, I help you making
guidance doesn't work on attack rolls.
Ah, fuck.
Oh, all right, never mind.
It's only for ability checks.
Yeah,
yeah, help does.
I'm used to Baldur's Gate, where they help with goddamn everything.
Actually, as silly as it sounds, he has a point. Help action on killing or attacking this guy.
And what does help do exactly?
Whoever attacks him next will take that advantage.
Oh, okay. So let me use help. With wait, who's attacking next? That's gonna attack the thing that's beside me.
It's almost certainly gonna be me.
Probably Darius. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm gonna cast help on Darius.
Well, yeah, you choose to help me. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, I help him, and that's it. That's my turn.
Okay. Excellent. Roland.
Okay. Can I roll above a 10?
The answer will surprise you.
It will not. I can't. I will step over here. Moving away from the untrustworthy fella. Does he attack me?
No. Drak does not attack you.
Okay.
He gets to choose that, right?
He does get to choose.
That is true.
Attack me if you dare. I can take it, I promise.
Just on
I will maul attack this guy.
Alright, go ahead.
So that is... He hasn't got anything giving me advantage.
That misses.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Didn't even see the number pop up. That misses.
I will use my heroic inspiration that I get once per long rest, apparently.
Okay.
For being a fighter, to re-roll that dice.
There you go.
I did
That's
it!
Better.
I did a thing!
Congratulations, bud.
That is nice damage.
Really?
No.
Huh.
Now he needs to make a con save.
Oh, con save again?
Or fall over. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. He makes it.
Okay. I shall try again then. I'll hit him with my maul for my second attack, and then attempt to knock him over again.
You should have let me roll, but your roll is a 14 and that misses.
Aha!
Mm.
Wait, you say 21 misses?
No, 14 misses, because you rolled the 14, I rolled the 21.
Yeah, the one was the black die, which was the GM.
Oh, fuck! I hate this game!
Why do I play? God damn it!
Oh my god. Poor thing.
The lizard folk growls at Drac and will try to do something to Drac.
Fear me, Shulay.
Per turn. So if you hit on your
first, it is going to die soon.
I got like a hit per 3 turns.
That misses.
Christ.
That misses. I think it's just two.
Nice try, you lizard.
I was saying your maximum once per turn.
All right. I see.
You are going down now.
Theric is up. Theric will move here. The last eerie light will attack Darius.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go for it. I will uncanny dodge probably from hit.
It's a 15. It hits, yep. I believe.
Yeah, dodge. Oh, no, you were attacking Siriana. It misses me.
No, I was attacking you.
No, you're targeting Siriana.
Okay. Never mind. I see. Okay, yeah, it misses you. All right.
So I do not need to dodge. I dodged, in fact, without being uncanny.
Okay.
Just regular dodge.
Finish off the remaining opponents so we can move on from this encounter.
I was going to take the Dragon Ball prisoner, but okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. He doesn't let you take him prisoner.
Yeah, he
gets his own throw. Fair enough. I proof of this as well. Okay. Fair enough.
Notebook.
Alright, I think I'm gonna have to be the one to talk to Drac.
Wait, so that's the end of the fight?
Yeah, I am ending the fight here because it was gonna finish soon. It was taking too long.
We were gonna wipe them, yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Who's talking to me?
That would be the tiny halfling who cannot currently move, but yes, there we go. Thank you.
I think we're technically still in combat. Let me fix that.
Yeah.
You fought well, guys.
Yes. So did you.
We're out of combat, so everyone should be able to move fine now.
Mm-hmm. May I ask your name and why you were fighting? Well, you
My
understand.
Name is Drac.
Yeah.
Drac. Dark Drake's shield. And I was around here chasing this dragons because they are loyal to Agathania.
Agathania is your enemy.
Agathania is my enemy. My past ally, but now not anymore.
Jonan will sheath his sword. My name is Jonan Eastwatch, and these are my lands, belong to Rodania and to me. My companions and I are heading to the woods to tame them once more, and then eventually bring the fight to the forces holding my lands captive, and to Rodania, which is held captive. If your fight is against Agathania, we might accomplish more by joining forces.
I must agree. I normally work alone, but since these two were formidable foes, and also there's lights that deals a lot of damage for some reason.
Yes.
I think it's the best for us to be together.
A tiny halfling reaches out one hand in order to like clasp forearms, if that's okay with him. And then we shall fight together. Currently, our mission is to...
I follow his lead, so I can,
He is not the strongest, but he has been dealing with a lot of like barbarian greetings and more like feral folk in this one, and I think that becomes pretty obvious. We are currently dealing with the lights and the greater problems of the forest itself. However, my enemy is the forces of the dragons and the dragonborn who have claimed this land.
My objective is to liberate the tieflings that are captured around.
I'm sorry, what was I? Sorry, say that again.
My objective is to help the captured tieflings that are the They are captured by the dragonborns.
The tieflings by the dragonborns. You mean in... sorry, what's the name? Bogwood?
Yeah, exactly.
That's where eventually our way will take
we
us.
We will eventually make our way there.
Serana tries to step in and enter the conversation. She greets the dragonborn and says, "Greetings. I believe I heard your name was Strack, correct?"
Will be correct.
"My name is Serana Lindis. It is my pleasure." Oh, no. What was the name that I chose? It was Lorella. Oops. Okay, yeah, right.
Okay.
"My name is Lorella. It is my pleasure to meet you. it is my pleasure to make your acquaintance. You must be warned that you are standing in very dangerous woods, although I believe you already knew that."
"Yes, I was very well informed before stepping on this fighting path."
"Are you aware of the fey magic that might beguile you on your way here?"
"I believe not."
"Well, we weren't quite so informed, and although fortunately we found a journal that let us know that if you stay here for too long, or you allow yourself to be influenced by the fey beings or the aura of this place, you will eventually go crazy, start seeing things, and eventually lose grasp of yourself, which I believe none of us wants. So I believe that the best course of action that we could take would be to take action swiftly."
Great. Once these woods were not as much tamed, but kept under control by a warden within my employ. However, during the occupation, the warden was killed. And since then, the Dragonborn, it seems, have made no inquiry to change that in any way. So nature has run rampant, wild, untamed, and truly chaotic ways.
"Their failings would be our victories, my lord."
"So, shall we join forces then?"
"Yes, I believe we shall." "Yes. Anything, Darius, anything funny on the commander there?"
"Seems like a interesting looking, it seems like there's a spellbook of this guy we killed that the wizard didn't get to do nothing. Might be something for Pith to have a bigger closer look at."
"Pith, it's yours."
"Say that again?"
"There's a spellbook here from the Dragonborn we Alpha Strike."
"Oh, can I take a look at it and see if I can..."
"We should probably... If we take shelter here, then now would be the time to take a very short, brief rest to recuperate before we
head on. Question. Do I have a song of short rest?"
"Yes.
I'm a level 5 bard. I believe I do.
Level 2, you should have that, which means we all get plus 1d6 when we recover hit points."
"Fucking A, yeah.
Wait, what? What does it do?"
It gives extra hit points back for spending hit dice. It's not a Baldur's Gate thing. That's the problem. Baldur's Gate version
is
much
better.
It's not like
a free short rest.
No, it's not. I'm afraid the Baldur's Gate version is amazing. You can spend hit dice to recover, and by you having that ability, we recover more hit points. It's really good for Jaden, by the way, sorry.
So
some of us... Some of us will benefit greatly from this.
Yeah.
So should
Does it actually exist anymore? It did say something about it being removed.
Oh, does it not? Has it been removed? Oh, shit.
No, it still exists.
Okay. It said it was removed, so...
I can see it here in the spell to it.
Well, what does Prod say?
I didn't see it. Give me a moment.
Oh, then I might be wrong, then. I'm sorry.
Song of Rest. Let's just do it for now, and I'll figure it out if it's still in the game later.
All right. So then I think the song of rest and recovery.
So when anybody
they didn't actually remove it.
Whatever. We're doing it for now, and we'll deal with it later.
Da 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 da
All right, so when any... Okay, there you go. You guys can spend your hit dice now.
Right. How? Do we have to manually roll? Oh.
Yeah, press the hit dice. Top of the thing, and you'll do it.
Are the nine and four. Nine.
Exactly as much as I needed, so I'm back at full.
Your hit dice. I don't know.
Where do I sign up on this sheet?
Open your sheet. There's a short rest button at the top, and it can ask you how many hit dice you want to spend.
All right. I spent one, so. I already rolled, so it's all good. I made a mistake, and now it doesn't let me.
Did I?
Do them anymore.
How many hit dice do you have left?
Four.
I fixed it.
Yep, thanks.
I'll take care of yours. We'll go over it later.
But when you're in the shortest menu, you get to, like, you need to press a little die symbol. You don't just end the rest or whatever.
There you go. You're back at full.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And I'm going to give you one back for
Thank you.
I'm talking about, I should have action surged.
You should be able to get to
the
pit if you hit and drag with this backpack and take it from.
Okay, so Syriana.
Yes.
Oh, let me turn off your rage too. Hold on.
it comes down, rage. Buddy. This fight is over.
He's
not letting me turn it off.
No magical bullshit on the dragonborn. All right.
I would like to take this brief moment to commend Tharuk for quite literally giving his life for.
So, anyway, so Tharuk will come up to you after the battle. You can see his cuts and he's bloodied, and he comes up to you. Oh, you've been injured. Do you need help?
Does the song not count for him?
No, it does, but that's what he was going to do at the beginning of the thing, but I didn't want to interrupt Robert and...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, darling. All right. You're badly hurt. Let me see what I can do with this song of rest. And I start singing again. I mean, not again. I start singing. This is when I start singing.
All right. Okay. We will be moving on.
Yes, gentlemen, does the forest speak to you in any way? Have any sense of where we should go? Oh, we're missing some people.
Okay.
Oh, that's not a sign of them getting lost on the way. Ah, there, some more people.
I'm waiting for this to load for everyone. It looks like it did. All right, so...
See everyone.
That's because they're outside. There are here.
There's two people I forgot to... At least one person I forgot to add. So he's on
the I put myself close off. That's okay. So there we go. All right. Press on to the where the hairs were at one point.
You enter the hollow weald. So as the path journeys forward, you eventually enter a clearing.
The trees of the hollow weald stand as ashen husks, their branches twisted into unnatural shapes. The ground is uneven and treacherous, covered in tangled roots that seem to shift when unobserved. A heavy mist clings to the forest floor, chilling to the bone, muffling every footstep and whisper. Faint shapes loom in the fog, their details unclear, vanishing when viewed directly. The air itself carries a damp, stagnant weight, thick with the scent of moss and decayed wood. As you press forward, the forest seems to close in, the air growing heavy, thick with an unnatural silence. The wind does not stir the brittle branches, and the only sound that reaches your ears is a whisper, distant, distorted, and endlessly repeating. The same words, the same murmurs, cycling again and again. Trapped in an unseen loop. At times, the whispers seem to form fragments of sentences, just beyond comprehension, before dissolving into an incomprehensible murmur. Shadows flicker at the edge of perception, momentary outlines of figures that disappear the moment you turn to face them. Through the thick mist, A clearing emerges, bathed in a dim grey light that seems to have no source. The ground is uneven, broken by tangled roots and old, upturned earth. The atmosphere here is suffocating, as if something unseen watches from just beyond the mist. A fallen tree stands in the center, its bark stripped away, exposing faded markings beneath its surface. The carvings are barely legible, their meaning lost to time, but the craftsmanship suggests they were once a warning or a declaration of intent. The undergrowth is thick and tangled, with twisted roots partially burying an old bow. The wood is worn smooth with age, its string intact yet frayed, as if it has long since lost its tension. The mist swirls lazily around it, parting briefly before curling back to conceal its secrets. A small grave marker lies deeper in the clearing, its edges worn by time and half hidden beneath creeping vines. The soil around it looks disturbed, as though something once rested there, but has long since vanished. An unnatural stillness hangs over the grave, the vines refusing to reclaim it entirely. Scattered among the gnarled roots, the remains of an ancient struggle linger. A skeletal hand protrudes from the dirt, its fingers still locked around the hilt of a broken sword, rusted and dulled by time. The bones are brittle, weathered by age, yet the grip remains unbroken, frozen in defiance of an enemy long gone. The silence in this area is more profound, pressing against your ears, making even the faintest breath seem deafening. Beyond these remnants of lives long lost, the Weald resists intrusion. The deeper you look, the more the landscape seems to shift subtly, as though it is watching, responding. The mist thickens in places, forming columns that stand too still, like sentinels observing your every move. Roots twist in unnatural patterns, forming almost deliberate barriers between the clearing and the deeper woods. The very trees seem to lean inward, their blackened limbs stretching toward you as though seeking to ensnare any who linger too long. Yet, amidst these relics of the past, there is a patch of untouched ground, free of marks, objects, or traces of any presence. The mist swirls around it, shifting unnaturally, as if reluctant to settle. The silence here is heavier, the air thick with expectation. Something lingers, unseen, waiting to be noticed. You sense that the Weald has not simply been abandoned. It is waiting, assessing those who tread upon it. The trees loom higher, their roots curling inward, closing off the path forward. The very air presses down, urging you to decide before the Hollow Wheel decides for you.
Okay, so Kelgren will step forward at this point.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
As we stand here, I can feel it. The weight of the past clings to this place like mist in the trees. These spirits, these remnants of lives long gone, they are trapped in a cycle, bound to this forest by something unnatural. Three of them belong here. Their ties to the Weald are deep and true, but one among them, one is an impostor, a shadow masquerading as what it is not, binding the others to this cursed loop. Kelgrim turns to face the clearing, his expression grim. I cannot force the Weald to reveal the false one. That burden lies with you. When you find the spirit that does not belong, tell me, and I will perform the ritual to sever its hold. Only then will the path forward reveal itself. He grips his staff tighter, his voice low but urgent. Choose wisely. A wrong choice may anger the Weald, or worse, strengthen the bond of the false spirit. But know this, whatever we face beyond this point will be far worse if we fail here.
Alright. You're carrying the old lantern, correct?
Yeah.
Alright, so as as the light of your lantern touches the areas around this grove, the sight of four specters are revealed.
Mm-hmm.
And
so three belong here, one does not. Because exactly. I thought it was three and one of them belongs not. So there's four, actually.
There's
okay.
Four.
Okay.
Good luck.
Oh, fuck my...
What?
That's a lot of reading.
That is the same thing that was just read.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Hunter, noble, priest, soldier.
Yeah, okay, so there was a...
Okay.
So there's a lot.
There is a lot!
Yes, based on what I'm seeing, there's one that definitely has a visual difference. Yes,
I mean, okay, I'm going to flat out say, I couldn't get them to draw a noble in the same manner as the other ones,
yep.
Which is why she looks different, and also, I couldn't get them to draw a priest that wasn't Christian.
Yeah. So there isn't a physical clue, is what you're trying to tell us.
I can't say you don't have a physical clue. There are actually physical clues in there, but don't look at the fact that the priest is Christian or that the noble woman looks different.
I will say there are physical clues in the pictures.
Okay.
So the noble woman is supposed to have the same like gaunt, scary.
Yes, it's supposed to have the same appearance as the other.
Okay, got it. This is real easy. The noble one of these things is not like the other.
It's the Catholic priest.
What's up with that book? The priest is looking at.
All right, Darius.
Mm-hmm.
As you're walking around, the light of your lantern looks upon the soldier.
Hold the line. We make our stand here. We were winning. We had to have been winning. The formation was strong. We would not break.
You can shine the light against any of the specters.
Ooh. Interesting. I mean...
Fuck.
I mean, I will be shining them at all of them to see if we can get some more...
Yeah, right. Pick one.
So no, basically... Okay, so there are four specters in front of us.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And we need to select the one that is the imposter.
Information, but not who it actually is. We have to make that choice, and then Kelgrim.
But they're the four specters of what?
A noble, a priest, and a soldier.
Let me.
Yep. There are three people who died in this forest in the past.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There is one evil specter who has infiltrated the forest. So you have to figure out which were the three people who actually died here, and which is the one who is basically pretending to be another one of those specters.
Okay, it is very likely that the imposter specter is related to like this like the weird vibe that there's going on in the woods.
Potentially.
It's not the story. So, let us look at them.
Excuse my ignorance, Kilgrim. Could we not just kill them all?
Hey, no.
You can only banish one of them, and if you choose the wrong one, the shadows grow darker.
Wait, Prod, where do we see the specters again? Are they on Discord or are they in the Foundry?
Just look at the pictures in the thing. I couldn't really drop them on the page.
They were sent.
Where are they?
In the Foundry. I will resend it. There you go.
Thank you.
Darius, pick one and.
I mean, again, we'll be lighting up the priest and we'll see what happens.
Okay. Is there hints, by the way, Pratt, in this the hollow wheel?
May the gods guide us always in these dark times. We must hold faith. That is what I always said. That is what I said, isn't it? Blessed be those who seek the light. Yes, the light. We all seek it, do we not?
What was that question, Paul?
Is there a hint as to which one of them is in this block of text you sent us in the Hollow Wield?
Yes.
There is? Okay, let me reread this a little closer. I'm sorry.
Okay, so one
you guys talk amongst
one
yourself.
Of these two directly reference their own death, and one of them did not. Mm-hmm.
I mean, we only listen to two of them talk. Right?
What do you mean? Where?
Only one of them has spoken. So.
The priest and the soldier both have spoken.
Oh, the soldier.
The soldier mentioned his death, and the priest didn't.
Mm.
Talk to the noble.
Sure.
We never should have entered. The land does not welcome us. He promised he would meet me here. I keep hearing his voice. I know he's close.
Talk to the hunter. I think I see something. I think I see a pattern emerging here.
Yeah, I see a pattern here. Yeah.
There, just beyond the tree line, I saw it. Or did it see me? Something is moving out there, waiting. I never should have come alone. This was a mistake.
Can you talk to the soldier one more time?
Hold the line. We make our stand here. We were winning. We had to have been winning. The formation was strong. We would not break.
And the priest.
The priest?
May the gods guide us always in these dark times. We must hold faith. That is what I always said. That is what I said, isn't it? Blessed be those who seek the light. Yes, the light. We all seek it, do we not?
Why does the priest talk like Donald Trump? The light. We all seek it. I know you're seeking it. No one is looking for it, but that's what I said, isn't it?
Yeah.
The tremendous amount of light.
Because they both speak with the same the cadence of a third grader. All right, so I hate that man. I'm gonna take a look here. See, it seems like the priest is the only one who seems doubtful of his existence. The hunter, noble, and I'm kind of 50-50 on the soldier. The hunter, noble, and soldier seem to be like they know that they died. They know that something bad happened to them. The priest is the only one who's like that. I did that, right?
Yes,
100%. The other ones were kind of expectant for something, like waiting for someone, or they're sad about something that happened. The priest is like, right, guys?
Yeah, they all seem to be, it seems like they're all reinforcing themselves by, there's these, an incomprehensible murmur, an unseen loop. So it seems like the hunter, noble, and soldier are just stuck in this point in time. The priest doesn't seem to have a point in time that they're stuck in. Unless I'm missing.
Aware. Almost a bit aware.
Yeah. You guys.
Yeah. I have one question. And I'm not saying you're wrong in any of that. That's in fact much better than what I came. But
please, that's what we're
the talking. Soldier doesn't. The soldier's the only one who didn't come here alone.
You know what? That's a good point too. Can we hear the soldier again?
Because the soldier was holding the line.
We make our stand here. We were winning. We had to have been winning. The formation was strong. We would not break.
The hunter came alone. Literally. Mentioned that the noble woman said something about he promised meeting me here, blah blah blah. The priest is ambiguous, can't figure that one out. The soldier is about all there were a lot of people here, and I am the only one who becomes suspected.
Right? So, if he's saying the truth, where are those other soldiers that died with him? Is what you're trying to say, right?
And that one I actually want to confer with our resident Calgrim, because it's like, are they? These are specific people because they reference different events, obviously.
Okay, they all died. They all died at different times.
Yeah,
not everyone who died in the forest becomes a specter.
So okay. Gotcha. Yep. Fair enough.
We'll be right back with the last episode.
Scattered among the gnarled.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.